spreading joy everywhere. Connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Heidi.
Welcome to a very special edition of the Kelly Mill Cultcast.
Yes. Listeners, we're doing things a little differently today.
That's right.
And we have our amazing principal, Tracy Smith, with us today.
Tracy, welcome.
Happy Friday.
Yes. I like that.
I do, too. I love a good Friday.
Yeah, fries and Fridays and yays,
that's right.
All those things.
All those things. Hey, Tracy, you are finishing up the second year here at Kelly Mill.
Can you even believe that? It's been two amazing years.
It really has
been. I can't believe it's almost May.
Is this your third time on the Cultcast? I feel like you've been on three or four times.
Like a regular.
I forget.
It's been enough that I feel like you might need like the souvenir jacket or something.
No, I'm honored to be here.
Yeah. Isn't it on SNL that if you've hosted five times, you get like a special jacket or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, we need something.
Maybe like a silver microphone or
something. Yeah, we need something for you, Miss Smith.
Yeah.
But we're so glad you're here.
I am so
glad to be here. Can I tell you, so as I finish my second year, I kind of judge things how you feel walking into a building.
Right.
Okay.
And I love what we've been able to accomplish in the last 2 years and just kind of creating our motto around be the light, be the good, and that you can hopefully feel that when you walk.
1,000%.
I think so, yes.
And I was telling our amazing media specialist the other day that when we decided last year to redo and not redo, but kind of
update
our media center, and they brought their amazing dream board to me.
Yes.
It was amazing. that really, it's kind of like in your house when you paint one room.
Yep. Right.
And then you realize like, and then you're like, hey, can we paint another?
Yeah.
So when we did that this summer, we were like, oh my goodness, now we need to paint this. And then it just turned into like literally repainting the entire school.
Yeah.
But you can feel it. And then we added the rug and the ceiling tiles.
Oh, the rug is amazing.
And it just feels good. So when you know, when you come in the mornings and you hit that Be the Light rock and you see those daffodils.
Oh, yes.
Love the rock.
It's hard not to get excited about your day.
Is.
And
I
then
agree.
The kids come in and they're excited and laughing and sharing.
Just all those things create just such a good vibe.
Yes.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think it's interesting the way our building is situated, like the way the sun always comes up over the building.
Uh-huh.
And
it shines on our building.
It does. It's like, and it makes me happy. And, you know, there's sometimes a little hot air balloon back in the back.
Oh, I always love that.
The whole thing, it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you're right.
It
the energy is.
It's just a special
contagious
place.
Here.
Is.
And you've helped to really, you know, create that in
absolutely.
These 2 years. I mean, Be the Light, Be the Good feels like it's ingrained in everything we do already.
It is. It really is.
I overheard two first graders this morning talking about being a good friend to each other. And I was like, do you know what you are right now? And they were like, we are the light and the good.
I know.
And like my whole heart exploded. It was the best thing ever.
Oh, I love that. So what are some of the highlights? I know Be the Light, Be the Good is certainly a highlight. But, what are some of the other highlights?
Well, y'all know in an elementary school, things move fast and we are always hopping.
That's right.
Right now, first grade has their focus on the Totes for Tots program.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's so
helping,
beautiful.
Foster
it's
children
beautiful.
In our county.
I was walking down the first grade hallway and I could see the table set up where they have all the backpacks.
It's
and
been
supplies.
Growing and growing and growing.
It almost made me cry. I mean, it was beautiful.
And, you know, speaking of like seeing, you know, watching kids going down the hall, I saw a couple of kids helping each other carry a giant shopping bag full of donations.
Oh my gosh.
And like the one student, she couldn't get it down there by herself. And somebody else just grabbed the other handle. And the two of them like handle to handle walking down.
Oh my gosh,
like,
so sweet.
It was beautiful.
Well, and the Totes for Tots, exactly. I mean, that's for foster children, right?
Mm-hmm.
For kids in foster care. Okay.
So we also right now have our focus on the Baldridge Lodge.
Yes.
And we have
awesome.
Our hydroponic garden. We're creating healthy salads for them every single week.
Yeah.
So amazing.
And taking some of
giving
our helping hands.
Yep.
Food. Yes. Yes. But also, our kids are learning so much around STEM.
Yes,
and around,
that's true.
You know, I was in there the other day and they were taking the measurements of the water and checking the acidity. And they were telling me all about it and how it has to be within a certain range.
It's great.
For it to be the most nutritious. So they're learning so many things while also learning to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And I, if you have been in our school parents lately, you have seen our Exceptional Children's Week wall of words that the kids came up with. And it just is right at the end. You see it, all these amazing words that our kids all contributed to.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
And it's not only a heart thing. I've literally heard kids having conversations with, like, vocabulary and spelling. I didn't know that's how that word was spelled. Like, they'll look at things and you know, so from a literacy coach's perspective, I'm like, it's not only, like, loving on each other, but it's also being curious about words and
words.
And where did this wall come from? And what does that mean?
And it's very important, I think, when, now that even my girls are older and I ask them about their elementary school experience, it's, we obviously are going to teach standards.
Yes.
Right. That's not what our kids are going to remember.
No, they don't.
Like, they need to remember
the experiences.
Being the light and the being the good. Mm-hmm. Helping.
And the feeling of being at school.
Right.
Yeah.
And the words on the wall and the feeling that they get.
Yeah.
And the fun things that we have for them, and that we are in the throes right now of planning an amazing school year next year so that we can have another year of great memories.
Just building on what we have going on and getting better and better.
That's it.
It is so fun. So what are some things we're talking about looking ahead to next year? What are some things to think about, you know, for our listeners to help finish this year strong? Like, what do we need to be thinking about?
Well, okay. So I was thinking about this the other day, and I put something similar to this in the newsletter yesterday. Have you ever been on a family vacation?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use this one because this is my memory.
Okay.
Okay.
When my girls were little, I think they were like 8 and 4, and we did Disney for 7 days.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And on the way home, on that seventh day, it was in the middle of July.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it was hot, and we were hangry, and my oldest had drawn a line in the back of the car for the youngest not to cross, and she had crossed it for the fourth time.
Oh, boy.
And then there's crying, and I'm mad, and my husband's mad.
He was crying.
I'm crying. Everybody's crying. Somebody's screaming. Somebody's hooping and hollering. This is where we are.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you think about May in an elementary school, we're driving back from Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And we're hangry.
And we've
in Valdosta.
We're tired.
Mm-hmm. And we're ready to be home.
Yes.
And we are so sick of each other.
Yeah. That is an awesome analogy.
It's a great analogy.
Isn't
I totally see
isn't
that.
It?
Yes.
Yeah. So in that car ride, my husband and I were laughing. We're like, this is not what we imagined this would be. We thought it was going to be like.
Remember how awesome it was 3 days ago?
Yes.
We all loved each other.
This is reality.
It is.
We're all exhausted.
Yeah.
Right.
The kids are exhausted. Teachers are exhausted. Parents, you are exhausted.
Yes.
As a parent, I am so tired.
Yeah.
Well, there's many things going on this time of year for our parents and, you know, sports and all those kinds of things outside of school.
Yes.
You know?
So we need a reset. Yeah. So when on our trip, we stopped in Valdosta. We took a break. We went out to, since I'm from there, I knew where a park was. We got some ice cream. Just paused for a minute and we kind of reset. And I think that parents, that's where we need your help right now is we're working on that reset with our kids of like, let's just have a little extra grace and a little extra patience and let's be the light.
That's right.
I had a little kid the other day. He was like, I was not the light. And I'm like, no, you were not.
No. And, but you know, you can be.
But that's you can be. And that's the thing is this is natural. Like we're tired. We're hangry. It's, you know, is that the right word?
Yeah.
We are in July.
Yes.
And so to finish strong, I think, you know, if you guys can help us just reset your kids at home a little bit too of like, hey, you can do this.
That's right.
Yeah. Think about
everybody
like bedtimes. I know it's staying lighter, longer in sports and stuff.
Yes.
But, you know, that bedtime, I know that's kind of maybe silly, but it is important.
I feel when I'm not getting enough rest.
And, like I know at my house, like my daughter the other day was like, Mom, like, are you going to go to the grocery store?
Maybe.
Like, you know, like it's pretty bad. Like dinner, because we're running in 14,000 different directions. And so our healthy choices haven't even been what they were.
What you wish, yeah.
You know, even 2 or 3 months ago. And so like, all right, I'm back. I'm going to get back on. I'm going to, because typically on Sundays I'll cook for the whole week. Well, that hasn't happened either because I'm tired.
Yeah. And it is winding down, but we still, the reality is we still have school time.
That's right. You know? Yes. Still in school. We still have expectations and that kind of thing.
And
yeah.
Speaking of those expectations, so we are rolling out for next year, but we are in it right now. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear things next year like PBIS, which is,
What is that?
Positive Behavior Intervention Support.
Okay.
Basically, what it is are school-wide expectations. So our intro song, We Are Cult to Care, that's PBIS.
Yeah.
So we are connected. We are accountable. We are respectful and engaged. Mm-hmm. It just gives us a common language. That goes along with our seven mindsets.
I love that.
Those are some things that we're already working on for next year. Lots of new training for the dyslexia laws that are coming down.
Oh, which that's awesome.
I personally am super excited about because we've been pushing for this legislation for years.
Wonderful.
You know, that's, we've all heard the stories of kids that have worked and worked and worked, and they're still just struggling to learn to be proficient readers. Mm-hmm. So,
and you know what? Teachers have been yelling this from the rooftops for years, and they're finally listening.
That's great.
So it's giving us what we want.
And what kids need,
And what kids need. And and the tools for us to better support your kids in our building.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
That's great.
And I've been really proud of how we've stepped up on the new technology expectations quickly. Parents, you guys have rocked that
really
one out.
Really rocked that, yeah.
Yes, and the support from our community. And I can tell you, having an eighth grader and a senior— And really that the expectations came down. They're just the middle school expectations, but we're seeing some of the issues with cell phones down in the elementary level now. And so most of the schools are moving towards the middle school model.
But well, that's what I was going to ask. So it's a commonality from elementary on up.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Okay.
But parents, and next year, I'm super excited. We're going to offer 3 parent nights next year.
Oh.
One is going to be on 10 parenting mistakes that you might be making.
Oh, yeah.
One is going to be on more temperament training of like just knowing your child and how to parent your child, which is my heart. And then the third one is going to be on technology.
Wow.
As I have a rising ninth grader and a kid now in college, the things that I hear that are kids are doing on their devices, and we think that we have, you know, we're putting these computers really in front of our kids, and we think that we've got safety protocols in place, and y'all, there's workarounds.
Oh, for sure.
And some of the stories we're hearing that are now coming down to fourth and fifth will scare you.
I'm sure.
Well, I love that we're all getting around. It kind of makes me think about when I was little, there wasn't technology, but we had all eyes in the neighborhood were on us.
That's right.
Everybody was kind of helping to monitor.
Can't go anywhere without knowing.
That's exactly right.
So I feel like
everybody
knows you.
Yeah, getting around the same table, around technology.
On the same page.
Let's all know what we're looking for.
That's exactly right.
And help each other out.
And it's time, like it's so scary to me that these things are now creeping into the elementary world. Because I just think about elementary school, such a safe place for kids.
Right.
And we give them our, you know, both of my girls have a cell phone and had got one in sixth grade because they walked home.
Yeah.
But I didn't even realize what I was putting in their hands, you know, and that when someone sends—
And it changes so quickly.
It does. Well, I was about to say. It's just evolving.
And they don't realize the ramifications.
Right.
And you guys, you can't unsee something.
Yeah. That's exactly
and
right.
And if you forward it—
Yeah.
That's documented. You're in it too.
That's exactly
and so,
right.
And even the distractibility pieces that we're finding with attention and focus. And it's scary.
Yeah. It's a good, we need to have those conversations.
Yeah, I think I'm going to add something too is that we're working with the Forsyth County Sheriff's Department to have on our podcast, they call the Internet Crimes Against Children Unit. And they're going to come on here and we're going to interview them to discuss what they're seeing. Because if you really think about it, you know, phones have only been around really since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's been a short amount of time and there's not much research really that's kind of, it's now coming out showing how problematic it is with the kids.
And we didn't, you know, not growing up with, we don't even know what to look for.
That's exactly right.
You know, we're doing the best things, but then, like you said, there's workarounds and there's all kinds of stuff that we're
And it's
like,
evolving so quickly. It moves so fast and, you know, trying to stay on top of it or ahead of it or even, you know,
it's
a lot.
You think, because even I was asking my youngest daughter the other day about texting and she was like, what do you mean? I was like, well, if you get a text, she's like, I don't get text. And I'm like, how do you communicate? She's like, through Snap. Everything is through Snap. Oh. And I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't even know what that means.
I know.
Well, unfortunately, some are going to email because the parents are not checking emails. And so they're realizing now, too,
that they're like, let's go to the old fashioned.
Yeah, some are starting to do that, too, as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Boy. Well, I love that we have a school and a community that's willing to, you know, have the conversations for, you know, the betterment of our kids and watching out for them, being those eyes.
That's exactly right. It's just what's best for kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that wants to learn more about the dangers, you know, because these are things that we just, I don't know, we have such good, they're at elementary school. We think it's all safe. And there are some things that, it just hurts my heart.
And beyond that, safety, obviously, that's huge. But the distractibility, like you were talking about in the classroom, I mean, you know, it takes their attention away from
when
what they're doing.
When alarms are going off or texts are going, or even they can play games on the little wrist ones, and those things are happening.
It gets to be a problem, sure, of course. Well, what do you think we can do, or what advice can you give some of our parents to kind of prep for summer? Or do prep for this summer, for next year?
Yeah.
Well, here's my advice for the summer. Get those devices out of your kids' hands. And when I say devices, I mean TV, phones, switches, like all the things, anything electronic. Limit it. And make them go outside and play.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I love that too.
Make them go outside and play.
I knew you were going to say something about it's time to have some fun.
It's time to
connect with each other and spend time.
As a parent too, because I have a senior, and Heidi, you know, like we've talked about this, and just you think as they go off to college, like, oh, I wish I had more time. Like, what would I do differently?
Right. Yeah.
There are so many times where I would say, like, not right now. Or, you know what, maybe later.
Can we do that later?
Can we do that later? And then later never happened. Yes. And now I'm like,
making those memories, you guys, so important. My boys are grown men. And I look back and it goes so fast.
It really
does. You
guys
know that.
And just intentionally, carving out that time, or if it's one day a week or one time of day.
And not only that, but going outside and playing with
them.
That's what I mean. And even with my girls knowing, because they're one's green and one's blue, so they're temperament colors, and that if I want to get them talking, one of them has to be like in the car, and she loves, I think her love language is shopping.
Same.
That's a thing. But if I get her, if like, hey, you want to go to Target?
Yeah.
Like, that girl will open up to me, and we can just have the best conversation, and I can learn so much.
That's right.
The other one is on the phone because she's a driver and she's busy. But if I like sit her on the couch, she's not going to talk to me. But if she's in her car and I know she's like going to be in the car for a few minutes, I'll call her.
Mm. Yeah.
And just taking that time. So how is it that you can find that time intentionally to start early to get your kids talking? Like, well, hey, what's on your heart today?
Right.
How are things going? Yeah. Who's your best friend?
Yeah.
It's so important to stay connected.
Yes. Yeah. Tell me a funny story. Because doing it now and getting them talking now will keep them talking as they go into middle and high school.
So important.
We used to always, when my girls were probably middle school, high school age, I would say pick three things that would be on your summer bucket list, like reasonable things, whatever. And it was always surprising the little things that were important for them that they wanted to accomplish or do together.
Yeah, like what?
Like, I mean, they would say, we want to make, I remember one summer, they're like, we want to make picture frames for pictures that we take at the beach. Like, we want to collect shells at the beach and we want to come home and make pictures. I would never in a million years thought my girls even cared about the pictures we took at the beach or even thought that there was something to do with them after the fact. But if I never asked, like, what is something you want to do this summer? And I remember, and so that we went to a beach that didn't have a ton of shells. So we may or may not have gone to Michael's to buy them, but like those frames,
that
and it was fun making them. And they didn't really turn out, or they wanted to bake something. I want to try to make a blah, blah,
whatever.
Blah. And but like to me, it was not a big deal. But for them, they were thinking about
it. Beauty in the ordinary.
And we scheduled it out and made it happen.
For my daughter, it's dog biscuits. Mm-hmm. Like she loves making dog biscuits together.
And all the things that go along with whether you're shopping for the ingredients, trying to get somebody to figure out how to turn, you know, the oven to whatever temp.
Doing it together.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And just the little life lessons that happen. It's fun.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Thinking about, you know, intentionally planning out some little summer fun things together.
I love it. It's important. Make those memories. Well, we do want to wish our families that are leaving Kelly Mill.
I know,
heading to VCE. So many of our families that are going to be going to Vickery Creek.
Wish them all the best.
Yes, yeah. They're going to rock it.
You will always be a cult.
That's right. Once a cult, always a cult.
That is, I've heard that before.
Yes.
Yeah, I love it. And then we have our new families. We've met some of them the other night, that a couple weeks ago now, that came to our new event for families. And they were so sweet and excited to see those faces.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Looking forward to meeting those
new cults.
Kiddos,
new cults. Yeah. Anything else for as we're wrapping up our final podcast with you this year?
The only other thing I can think of is make sure you do the input form for class placement.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Yes. We're going to be working on that.
Great reminder.
Such great information.
It is.
I'm going to remind you not to put specific names and trust us in, because both of my girls needed different types of teachers.
Yeah. Right.
That we really want to know how your child learns, you know, if there are kids and, you know, maybe it's all like they don't need to be with their best friend.
Yes.
There would be a distraction.
Me and Allison Benson could not be together.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes. So turn that in so that we can, again, set everybody up for a great year.
Yeah.
And I can say it's located on our website. So if you go to our webpage and look under school news, there's already a school news section that says 24-25 school year.
Perfect. Wow. Okay.
Has everything in there from the input form, summer camps, school supplies for next year. You can already start buying those.
Wow. Can you believe we're talking about all that right now?
PTO's got a great offer if you just want to, you know.
Oh, the toolkit.
Swipe the card and go ahead.
Those are amazing.
Yeah, that's
you're good
the way to go.
And then you don't have to spend your school supply shopping time.
Walmart.
That's right.
You can deliver
it to the classroom.
There you go.
So is there a deadline for the input, the teacher input? It's on the website.
But, you know, I'm not a teacher person.
Go on to the Kelly Mill website and find out.
I'm checking right now. So if you want to.
Sorry. It's soon.
Let's see here. Not about summer camp. Sorry. I'm going to our website and scroll to the bottom, school news. 24-25 school year information, rising kindergarten info, class input forms due on Thursday, May 9th.
Okay.
Yes,
those forms are due May the 9th.
Thank you, Ms. Tracy.
Yeah. Really,
and the school supply
that.
List, those are actually orders are due July 1st.
Okay.
So make sure you get those
in.
They're on our site here as well.
That is
great.
So helpful.
Oh, well, Tracy, thank you again.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
This
was
so fun. Happy to have you.
We'll
always
have a jacket
so
for you next time.
That's right.
I love it.
Yes,
you know,
have a great weekend.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our Kelly Mill Cult Cast. If so, please spread the word to our Kelly Mill families. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us with your thoughts and any questions. And don't forget to submit your mailbag questions. This link is found on our webpage under the quick link section called Questions About KME. Finally, please rate our podcast on your platform of choice and leave a review. We'd always greatly appreciate that. And until next time, remember, we are called to care. The CARE stands for connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. And most of all, 1, 2, 3,
be the light, be the good.